The name of the place is Visfabriek?
No, it is Experimental Sounds Gallery.
Experimental Sounds Gallery. But what is? Why is it called Visfabriek?
Visfabriek, it's another club.
Oh, it's down here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
when
you go into Pushkin's Gallery, first is Visfabriek's website.
Okay, so...
And the Visfabriek is commercial club.
Yeah.
Yes, a nightclub. And in comparison with us. Moving experiment in Visfabriek.
This is just a concert place. It's just a place for concert. It's not a club. Mm-hmm. This is small buffet. Some students like to sit here and drink beer or tea. But the place is just only for concert, for cinema.
Yeah.
Some uncommercial cinema for uncommercial concerts. It's not
and,
a club.
And for some discussion and something like this. We are concert hall.
But very small.
Small.
I'm sorry.
Concert hall.
Concert hall.
Because people just only sit on the chairs and listen music.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
That's it, yeah. Can you tell us something about the beginning? How did you start this place?
We start 6 years ago. It was another place. It's seventh floor on another... On Pushkin's Gate too, but another room.
Another room, yes, on the seventh floor.
But did you know each other then already?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, sure.
We start together. First, I work with the sound and with the program. Then Sergei go into problem, and he start to work himself. I just help a little bit.
Yeah,
and like in ideology.
Thinking a lot about the name. And who is the godfather of the name?
I think I remember that we fit together like this thing. The sound was best. Yes, because they have gallery.
Art gallery.
Art gallery.
Yeah.
It was called Art Gallery 21. And
it was not traditional gallery, by the way. It was multimedia gallery.
Yeah. But the exhibition, normal exhibition sometimes, just only experimental music.
Yeah.
We wanted to make noise music, electronic music, improvising, and chamber too, but chamber music really
it's
not possible to listen here, but just because this academical musician don't want to play with so small money. Two years we make concert for free for people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not just only because first it was very difficult. It was a strange room and no place where to take managers. And another idea was that it was seventh floor and no lift. So just only people who want, who need all this music, can go so long.
Can walk there.
But when we start here. It's not possible more to make a concert for free. It's two positions. First, of course, we want to pay for musician too. Well, maybe small money, but to pay. And another one, another thing that this is just second floor. If we make free enter, all these strange people who have nothing to do.
Yeah. And talk for the music.
And of course, we need some money for develop.
Did you already have something when you started?
No.
Technique?
Of course, no.
And how did you get it?
The first step was the step of my life.
Yes. It's Sergei's wife.
About money.
Invest some money.
First investment.
Yes, invest money to the main thing, that is PA system. PA system and mixer. So then some people from Austria help us buy monitors, loudspeaker for monitors, and as well we have one grant from Moscow, from Ford Foundation. Not big, but
$4,000.
That's
the first step was two.
Just from his wife.
Yes.
The two other steps, and then just. For 1 year, we can buy guitar compact.
Yeah.
1 year later, more. bus company.
Then good mixture at last.
So it was step by step.
Step by step, yes. Microphone, mixer, monitors.
Long, heavy work. Because, you know, the most of experimental concert, not too much people. It's just maybe sometimes 8, 10 people in the hall, especially for new people. And of course, sometimes it's a little bit boring.
Thank you.
But nevertheless, when I was in New York, about 7 years ago, there was a festival, Greetings St. Petersburg, during 3 months. There was quite a lot of organization, cultural organization, yeah. From Mariinsky Theatre, Russian museums, Hermitage, and me.
Yeah, yeah. And you. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and me.
Yeah, I can understand that. You are the only one.
I was the last.
Yeah, yeah. Funny.
Yeah. Funny.
But it's not that you make a little bit money from it for it yourself, that you earn a little bit from the club.
Our main money from this buffet, not from this door.
Your money all invest in equipment.
How did you find this place?
And it's support from administration of Pushkinska.
Discussion, well, during 4 years at least.
Yes, or is our at the end, Gubernator said no. It is Pushkinskaya Temple. It's art center.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got this place. Very 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 strange. With no electricity. No.
Yes, no electricity. With no water.
No water.
That was
no
empty
toilet.
Empty space.
I know because I was here 3 years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
It was already okay, but now it's nicer. You it developed.
And now it's more life.
Or yeah.
Life. And we deal with this building, this little building, step by step. We do something by these hands, that hands, ours.
Mm-hmm. And what is...
It's so cold. Yeah. Concert hall.
Mm-hmm. Is it cold also in the winter?
Yeah.
No.
Cold.
Yeah, I understood it, cold. But I was associating it as with... Is it okay you have heating here in the winter?
Winter is okay, but all summer it's too cold.
It's too hot, okay.
It's cold and wet. Mm-hmm. Wet.
Because it's too hot and too cold and wet.
Because this building has no any foundation. No any foundation. He's like a boat.
So the coldest time is, I think, October.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's not like in the warming system. It's very central.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
One big city, central. City, yeah. So yeah. When they start to make, the coldest time is October.
Yeah, yeah. For the people. Because they don't start in October.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Okay. Our main problem, we have no money to invite some people, some musicians, what we want.
Yeah.
So mostly we work with St. Petersburg musicians and just time to time from the people from Moscow or from the Europe is just on the way or by the way.
We have no any money for exchange.
And it's very difficult to find some
possibility to exchange
any season for this for this question and some foundations or something like this that just only to work more wide with the people with the other cities. It's very complicated. There are no grant. No.
So, but in Peter, is there some other places where you also can do what you can do here, or is this the only place?
Every place is their own ideals and some old specification.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, I think one of the best clubs is Molokov Club. And it is, but Molokov more close to rock club. It's Molokov Club, then another club, I know that there is some special rockabilly clubs.
I was thinking about improvised music, or electronic music.
This one new thing. I think it's maybe a little bit work to this, but it's a new one. How to say platform? I mean, but just only they are politic, and it's Moscow ideas.
Mm-hmm. They like the Oki.
But it seems like a restaurant.
Yeah.
By the way,
the same idea, the same people, and the musical idea is not just pop.
Okay, sit here and listen to the music and shut your mouth. Does it exist somewhere else?
Just only in another. It's like philharmonic, or this pro arte idea, like modern academical music. Music, they have the same thing. It's just only sit. But they work because of Ford Foundation grant. When Ford Foundation don't want to make to give them money, they stop. But we don't.
Yeah. Well, I think we know. We know the basic idea about this place.
Ой, кто на его нет? Кто-то и пустыли, видно всегда на глазах, ой, всегда на глазах. Эти свет и зори, когда усу темно ночь, ой, усу темно ночь. Просит и дороже, куда-куда мил пошел, ой, куда мил пошел. Пошел на шмелик, и да удали барак, ой, удали барак. Удали по море, и да девка хороша, ой, и девка хороша, хороша девка. Хороша!
If you are in Petersburg and you are young and you want to make strange music, you have to go away.
You can just listen, I don't know.
No, you just said
the only way to learn experimental music from your friend.
From your friend, okay. It's the only way.
And if you want to make it, you just have to find the teacher.
Okay.
It's very simple. Unbelievable. 5 million people in St. Petersburg, and maybe just only very, very, very small town in Holland.
Mm-hmm. But why? How come?
I mean, I think the main problem is the economical situation. The musician wants to have some money. It's very actual now, maybe for people in Europe, because you can work and have some money for your life. But here in Russia now, if you want to have normal money, you have too much work, and it's not possible just to have some small work, it's not enough money for life.
It's not possible to have a part-time job and to be a musician as well.